He don't know a Ren Moore from a Jaguar.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Leon, here comes old Percy Smoothlips.
He sure is a peculiar old mailman, ain't he, Sam?
Yeah, that's because he's a poet, Leon. Hello there, Percy. Got any mail for us?
Good afternoon, Samuel and Leon. Here's your mail.
Let me see now. Mercy. I ain't getting nothing but this month's issue of Dairy Goat Journal. Seems like nothing good ever happens to me anymore, just bills and bad news.
Be not dismayed, Samuel. As the poet says, 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer these slings and arrows of outrageous fortune than to take arms against a sea of troubles.
Slings and arrows? Sammy, you ain't been stuck with no arrows.
Well, no, Leon. I've been stuck in every other way, by everybody from the federal government to the Society for the Protection of Armadillos. But I ain't been shot by no arrow. But it's just a matter of time.
I was merely speaking poetically, Samuel. Man does not live by bread alone.
No, sir. He's got to have some Twinkies and a Mr. Peanut.
Well, that's right, Leon. You show me a feller trying to live on poetry, and I'll show you a candidate for food stamps.
But, gentlemen, what of the spirit of man, the soul? You can't feed the soul of man with hominy and black-eyed peas.
Well, maybe not, Percy, but you ever try sending a poem to pay your light bill instead of money? Just see what happens, eh?
Well, that's not exactly the same thing.
Well, I know one painter that made money. Old Tyson's middle boy. The one named Pomeroy. He painted tables and signs and restrooms for the recreation department, state park.
Well, now, painting signs and restrooms is respectable, Leon, but painting pictures and writing poems, now, that ain't helping nobody.
I take it, then, that you feel that technological advances are more worthy than artistic achievement?
Well, now, you can't eat a painting.
Well, I ain't never tried it, but...
May I ask you, Samuel, are you thrilled over the invention of the nuclear bomb and its ability to kill millions of people?
Well, that particular invention ain't turned out so good.
Pesticides now. Does it please you to read that DDT is now being found in mother's milk?
Doggone, I didn't know that. I'm going to have to be more careful.
Is it a source of pleasure to you to find out that man's technical masterpiece, the automobile, destroys 50,000 human lives each
now,
year?
Now, just a dadgum minute here, Percy Smoothlips. Now, maybe there's a few things wrong with all these here inventions, but that don't prove poetry's good.
Well, not all poetry, of course, but do you know a poem that begins thusly? The Lord is my shepherd.
What? Why, that ain't no poem.
Why, no, that's part of the Bible.
It is a poem written by a very fine poet named David. As a matter of fact, a large portion of the Bible was written in the form of poetry, the book of Job, Proverbs, and much more.
Well, ain't this a pretty come-off?
Sir, let me ask you, would you rather have the invention of, say, the motorcycle or the 23rd Psalm if you had to choose?
Well, I'll have to talk to Jesse about that. Dadgummit, Percy, why'd you come in here with all this stuff? You done made me think. Romeo, Romeo, where are you, Romeo?
Well, he ain't been in here, Sam.
Sam, what in the world are you bellowing about?
Oh, hello there, Jesse. I'm reading poetry here now. Me and Leon's decided that maybe poetry ain't bad as we thought.
Leon? Why, Sam, he don't know a Ren Moore from a Jaguar.
Well, he can learn. Now, we decided we're going to spend lots of time around here with poetry and all that stuff.
Oh, is that right? Well, who's going to pump gas while you're doing all this?
Pump, well, now, we want to get cultured.
Well, there's a time for that, but I've seen too many folks getting cultured while the weeds took their garden. Now, culture, Sam, ain't no legitimate excuse for letting your gas go unpumped.
Say, that sounds good to me now, Jesse. Now, say that again. Maybe I can write a poem about that. Anything sounds better if you put it in a poem. Now, let's see. There was this man from Mike Beaton.